Monshet Al-Bilad newspaper, news of the day with Nasser Kandil. Iran at Nasrullah's 40th anniversary in an international conference. Presence of Karlibaf, Zarif, Araghchi and Haqqani. Commotion in the occupying entity oversees fire drafts. Judicial prosecutions widen. Occupations massacres reach Alamat Jbeil as resistance rockets strike from Haifa to Naoura. The political editor wrote, Iran, with notable Arab and international attendance, commemorated the 40th anniversary of Nasrullah's legacy. High-ranking Iranian officials represented different political currents and state institutions, including Majlis Speaker Mohammad Bakr Kalibaf for the conservative wing and former Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif for the reformists. Their speeches aligned in reaffirming Iran's unified support for the resistance and the prioritization of Palestine as a central commitment for Iran. Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi also stressed the risk of slipping into a regional war due to the occupying entity's aggressive policies and the failure of the international community, especially Western nations, to shoulder their responsibility. The attendance of IRGC Quds Force Commander General Ismail Qani drew notable attention. Al-Bina' Editor-in-Chief Nasser Kandil also participated, highlighting Nasrullah's crowning achievement, the resistance axis, which effectively nullified the Sykes-Picot Agreement through a unified support front. In the occupying entity, two main narratives dominate the media. The first is a wave of conflicting reports and leaks regarding possible ceasefire scenarios, with the most prominent one published by Israel Hayom. The scenario proposes the withdrawal of occupying forces to the international border with Lebanon and abandoning contested points in exchange for Hezbollah's retreat to north of the Litani River, with the added security of U.S. guarantee for Israel's right of return should Lebanon breach the agreement. Other reports suggest a U.S.-Russian project under development to issue a UN Security Council resolution on a ceasefire, with the US ensuring Israel's pullback to international borders and Russia guaranteeing Hezbollah's disarmament at the Lebanese-Syrian border. The second narrative centers on escalating judicial prosecutions. These now encompass far-right minister Itamar Ben-Gvir, charged with defying the Attorney General's guidance on delaying police action against the homes of those involved in shooting accidents, telling the police chief to do as you please. According to media sources, the Attorney General addressed Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, pressing him to restrain or dismiss Ben-Gvir to avoid a formal recommendation for his removal, which would delegitimize the government. Amidst the ongoing security leaks scandal directly implicating Netanyahu, he has hinted at accusation against dismissed Defense Minister Yoav Gallant, alleging information leaks that endangered the occupying entity by reaching Hamas and Hezbollah. Amid this political and judicial turmoil, the resistance has intensified its operations targeting various locations, including Haifa and border settlements where the occupation forces are concentrated. Notably, they struck the headquarters of Division 36, home to the Golani Brigade near Naoura, southwest of Tabaria. While the resistance maintains control over the ground front, the occupying entity's chief of staff, Herzi Halevi, signed off on an expansion plan for ground operations, translating to intensified bombardments in southern Lebanon and the Bekaa Valley, with widespread massacres, the deadliest being in Alamat Jbeil, where 23 civilians, including children, were killed.